Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me your other hostess, Hanako.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Oh,
or happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, or whatever you want to do. I don't know what's the right thing to say anymore, you know?
Merry Christmas, Hanukwanzaa.
There you go. There you go. There it is. So, speaking of spirituality or something, we're going to talk about Supernatural. That was the worst segue ever. Sorry.
That's okay. We're just excited because we're actually getting a chance to talk to each other and actually support a show because we've all been like super busy.
Yeah, yeah. It's life, you know? New York is rough.
Yeah, let me tell y'all this right now. I am not caught up on this season. I've been working two jobs, so I'm only two episodes in, but let me tell you what was the prompt for us to get on and do this show. So, a couple of days ago, it was announced that Jeffrey Dean Morgan is coming back to the show as John Winchester for the show's 300th episode, and I posted like everywhere. I posted it on my personal Facebook page. I posted it on my Party Lines page. I was literally posting it everywhere. And then I had to turn around and separately send Kat a message saying, have you seen this? Because I know she doesn't necessarily check her social media all the time. Mm. And she actually called me. Like, we normally communicate by text unless it's something really important. So she called me. I looked down on the phone and I saw her name. I was like, she's calling to talk about it. She's like, we gotta record.
Yeah, we do, because we've been asking for this for years.
Forever.
I mean, it's been years. We just like, you know, if Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Daddy Winchester could come back, and he could, we had all these theories of how he could come back, who he could come back as, what would happen, how it would happen, and now it's happening, and Mom is still alive.
Epic. You know, when I started watching the show, with the, I think it was the season finale of the first season. That was when I first actually like ever heard of the show. Hadn't heard of it at all during that first season, but somehow I happened to catch a commercial or something for the season finale. So I watched the season finale and then I was like, oh, I'm going to have to go back and watch the show. So I literally watched the season finale. I went back, started over, binge watched season one, and then of course in the premiere of season two, John Winchester died.
Man.
And I was like, what? And then he comes back briefly in season two when they open the gates of hell, and then he dies again. Or ugh. He stays dead or however. And I'm like so disappointed every season that goes on. You know, we've seen other characters come back. We've got Bobby back. We've got Mama Winchester. We've got everybody else back. But no, John. So this makes me so excited. Like, I wish you guys could see me. I'm just here like, oh my God.
So the thing that I'm most excited about, I think he's back because I'm not sure what his movie is, but what he's doing with his career, but I know that possibly, you know, his schedule, it was a schedule conflict. Perhaps he was too expensive, but there's another thing happening. And Supernatural is starting to finally, after 20 years or 13, is it 13? Starting to get a little bit.
Season 14 now.
Season 14. It's finally starting to get the respect that it deserves because it's just been on for so long. And I got to tell you, the season before the current season, last season was really good. I don't I remember we had some seasons where we were like, man, this is getting old, blah, blah, blah. But they have managed, they got out of whatever slump they were in, and they've managed to keep it fresh and interesting and funny. And I look forward to watching it when I have time to watch it, and I'm laughing. And I really enjoy what they did at the end of the latest season when they made Dean, air quote, evil.
Yeah.
Because wasn't he on the cover of Entertainment Weekly or something like that? Or
I believe so. Like, they have been all over the place. And, you know, I echo what you're saying, too, because I remember way back in the beginning, like, even when I started watching the show, I remember we had to do letter writing campaigns to try to keep this show on the air, because people, you know, was constantly, you know, in danger of being canceled. And we're all looking like, why are you guys not watching this show? This show is amazing. So it's taken a long time, but just the fact that they've even gotten to 300 episodes and they're still drawing new fans. Like, I still have people who come to me and they're like, okay, I've heard of this show and I've never watched it. I'm like, what rock are you guys living under? Please go watch the show. Please do yourself a favor. Go watch this show.
Well, because I think after 13 years, people have been seeing the advertisement for the show and it's just like, this thing is still on? Okay, fine. Let me watch this thing, you know?
Right. There was actually one of my Facebook friends who just posted the same thing. He was like, I don't watch Supernatural, or I don't watch this show, but Supernatural is still on the air. I'm like, dude, we're 14 seasons in, and it's still great. So, you know, it's just, I love it. I've got friends who have just started watching it, and literally one friend said she was just going to watch one show, a couple of episodes, just kind of see what it was. And she was like, oh my God, I just binged the whole first season. Mm-hmm.
You can't. Like, yeah.
Did you even not go to work? She's like, I was off today. I was like, oh, well, that's what I do. You binge watch the show. So Supernatural, especially the like really, really early and then really, really later. Kind of in the middle, it's like they had some hit or miss. But I think seeing what they're doing now in this 14th season, I think part of the problem was the lack of new characters that I felt had more staying power. Like, yes, they've brought in the older characters, but they're bringing them in a different way. Mm-hmm. So I think it's seeing some of the old, but still getting something new. And I think that's part of the appeal for it, because I think everybody agrees, like, Bobby should have stayed on the show. He should never died. You know, Bobby's supposed to be invincible, blah, 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 blah. So it's nice to see him back in the show, you know, and then to see Mama Winchester, where we've only had glimpses of her in, you know, past seasons. I just, you know, the dynamic between Cassiel and Jack, like I said, I'm only up to the second episode. So I don't know a lot of what's going on with this season yet, but just to see the evolution of Jack's character and then to kind of see what's going on with Nick / Lucifer, I'm just like, oh wait, I need to watch this. Like, I need to sit down and maybe take a couple of days off by eating the job and say, hey, I can't come over and watch Supernatural. I'm planning on doing all of that during my Christmas break. So I've got a lot of stuff to catch up on, and Supernatural is definitely one of those.
I can't wait, because then that 300 episode, we're like, if I'm not dead from working, because that's a possibility, but or maybe they'll just revive me. They'll just put some salt around me and chant, and I'll come back from the dead. Just for a little while, though, so I won't go crazy. But anyway,
we'll get Dean and Sam to raise you.
I know. And but I think something that really caught my eye was I don't know how far you in or what season two was, but I really have to say I enjoy Evil Dean. Evil, well-dressed Dean is just something. It's enjoyable.
I just like any of the episodes where Dean has had to either time travel or I can't even remember them all now. He's time traveled. He's been in alternate universes.
Hell.
Yeah, right. But anything where he has to wear period costuming, or, you know, like the episode where he went back in time and he was part of the
yeah.
I just
Men of Letters.
Yes, anytime that he has to dress in like 20s or yes, I love it.
I don't know. He just changes, and then it's like they've been doing Supernatural for so many years. What else would they do? Because people have associated, you know, them with this, and it's kind of like, damn, can they do any? We know they could do anything else because they've been so many characters on the show, but right. Like, what is he? What are they like in other shows? Not that I want Supernatural to go away, but. You get to see all of that. And these guys, I mean, they have stood the test of time. They still are funny, which is crazy to me.
Right. And you can still sense the chemistry from them all. Because, you know, even off screen, Jensen and Jared are really good friends, if not best friends. And, you know, their families are, you know, always doing things together, and not just them, but, you know, the other cast members, they're still doing conventions. And it's like, I look at the videos from the conventions and you can really tell that this is a group of people that enjoy working together. Like I'm pretty sure at this point they go to work, it's probably not work. They're just like, okay, so what kind of shit are we getting into today? Okay, cool.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You don't get that a lot with shows because at this point, sometimes people are getting tired of each other, especially when you have two strong male leads that, like, we can see them on the show together, or we can have character specific episodes and it doesn't take away from either of the characters, mm-hmm. and it doesn't take away from the story. So I love that about Supernatural, you know, that they can still do that after 14 years and it doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like there's a competition. Like they did a really, really good job when they cast those two guys to mm-hmm. play these characters, because you can still feel their bond now 14 years later, just like you did in the first episode. Even in the first episode when they were supposed to be, you know, estranged, you could still tell there was, you know, a good chemistry there. So I like that. And then, like I said, the people that they've thrown into the mix have made it really interesting. So,
I think Castiel was just one of the greatest additions to the cast. He still is funny. He's still useful. He's still relevant. I still want to know more about what he, you know, does or what he can do for the team. I think Jack's addition was great, mainly because he's like a younger version of Castiel. And it's bizarre because I really wanted them to do some weird thing where he was really an offspring of Castiel and that's why they look and act so much alike. But of course, he's that chick in Lucifer. But to me, it just feels like he's Castiel's son.
And I think that's kind of how they play it, too, because even with, you know, when Jack was still kind of getting his legs and trying to figure out who he was, he said it himself, Castiel is my dad. So,
yeah,
you know, and I like the way that they play that on the show. It's like it's not overly done. It's still subtle. And Jack still knows who his father is, but it's kind of like you see that bond with them. And it's kind of great because Castiel has not really had that. You know, he had Claire from Jimmy Novak's daughter. But, you know, they never really had that kind of bond because Claire always for a long time was resentful of Castiel because of, you know, with Castiel being here, that means her dad was gone and then eventually died. So it's nice to see him experience that kind of human relationship.
Yeah.
You know, as far as somebody who is like a son to him. I mean, we always saw it with Dean and Sam. They're like brothers or more, depending on who you ask.
God, I didn't even have that thought until you just brought it up. God dang it. You damn, what is that fanfic? Y'all need to stop.
ETL shippers.
Ugh.
Yeah, but you know, I like it. Like I said, the things that they're doing with the show now, it's very interesting. Now you've got some of our favorite characters from alternate realities or alternate universes here now. So we've got Bobby and Mama Winchester is back from the dead. So I'm just, I have to ask, have they brought Crowley back yet?
Who?
Crowley.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. So it'll really be good once they bring him back. I kind of miss his snarky ass.
Yeah, he is missing. He is missing and he is missed. And I think he brings a certain danger to the show. I don't want to say too much because Hanako hasn't made it that far and there's a lot to talk about, but about, you know, what's happening so far, and it's really good. And I don't know quite what happened in the first. What's the last thing you saw? Because you just watched the second.
I just watched
the episode. What just happened?
Dean just walked into the church and said that Michael left. So they just, Sam, Mary, and Bobby just got to the church. They fought the enhanced werewolves. And then at the end, Dean walks in and he's like, it's me. And they're like, is it really you? You got rid of Michael? And he's like, no, he just left. I don't know why.
So that's something we can talk about. That I wanted it to last a little longer because I enjoyed Dean that way. And I was really disappointed that it was so quick.
Yeah, but I kind of miss Dean too. So
I enjoyed his, I don't know, he just had a certain swagger when he was, what was it, Michael? And he just, his suits and everything he did was just really clean, really nice. Like, I want to see more of whatever that was because it was incredibly sexy. And it was just a really different side of this character that I personally haven't seen. Because, I mean, Hanako, we pretty much grew up with these guys. You know what I mean? And they're just kind of like our TV brothers. I mean, yeah, they're sexy and we bang them, whatever. But sometimes they're like our, but to me, more like just they're our TV kind of family guys. And we just like peep in every once in a while to see what, you know, our brothers from another mother supernaturally are doing. And we like peek in on their lives or check their face. Watching the show is like looking at their Facebook feed. And so we see what they're doing. And so we've grown with these people for 14 freaking years. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure where I was going with that, but yeah.
when I started watching the show, my kids were still like really young. And now all three of my kids are, you know, fans of the show. So
you raised them right.
You know, they had a good, yeah, they had a good upbringing because they, you know, they did get to watch the show. And that was one of the shows that I actually let them start watching that show. I would say fairly early for that content because, you know, we've talked about this on the podcast before. I'm not one of those people that kind of like shelter my kids as far as content like that because my kids are fairly mature and they look at things a little bit differently. So it's like you have some kids who look at all the gore, look at the sex things, and you know, they're sitting, oh, they're having sex, blah, 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 blah. And my kids don't even see all of that stuff. They like, with the show, they really analyzed, like, from the beginning, they got interested in the urban legends and the folklore, and they really have, even as young kids, they had very intellectual discussions about this show just because of the content. So, you know, aww, they literally have also grown up with the show. I mean, my oldest is 22, you know, well, my kids are 22, 20, and 16 now, so.
Oh, my God. Were you saying Michael was 2 when this show started?
He started watching it. I think he started watching it maybe around 11. So he's not completely caught up. He's a few seasons behind because he's more of an anime person. But, you know, he does. If I'm watching it, he'll ask questions. Okay, so what's going on with this character and what have they been fighting and, you know, all of that stuff. My daughters were kind of interested in the whole heaven, hell, aspect of it because we are not religious in my household. We're not Christian, so we kind of look at everything and just kind of learn. And my kids were all over the thing, just like, oh, this is interesting. That's an interesting take. And, you know, when Michaela found out that they were doing the Lilith storyline, she freaked out. She was like, oh my God, they're talking about Lilith. Yes. So I was like, hey, this is interesting. She was like, yeah. She was like, I've been researching and just kind of reading up and just, you know, about different things and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, so they really enjoyed it. So it really is one of those shows where you kind of just grow with it and add people to it. And, you know, It just keeps going. It's a gift that keeps on giving. So.
It is. My only thing is, I really wish they bring back some of the gods again, because I think they only did that one time. You remember when they had Baldir, like Thor's brother, older brother that we never talk about on the Thor movies, which is weird, but, and what else, what other gods were there? There was like,
they had Balthazar on there. I miss Death.
Well, those are Christian. I'm talking about like the Greek gods.
Oh, they had Kali, I believe. Yeah. And who else?
Well, because she's not Greek, but okay.
It was like a Hotel California.
Yeah. That was really good. And I wish they would have spent a little bit more time with the gods, but now we have American gods, so maybe we don't need it. But I often wondered if, I mean, wished they'd gone a little further with that. I'm happy with where they are with the, I mean, because we have enough Christian mythology to like last a lifetime, as we can see, because it's been 14 years with the show.
And
you know what? They're still not running out of folklore or urban legend things. And it's not getting old, bizarrely, which is kind of weird to me that at this point. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Excuse me.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, but I think that there's so much more out there, because I know, like you said, a few years back, we were kind of like, oh, you know, it's kind of hitting, I won't say necessarily a slump, but it seemed like they were telling some of the same stories over and over, just in different ways. Yeah. But it still felt a little bit like they were kind of wash, rinse, repeat. And then a few seasons ago, they just kind of took it in a different direction. It's just kind of like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know when that happened exactly, or what got better about it, or when I started like, yeah, when did, I don't even know. I can't pinpoint when that changed.
Maybe they had changed show writers or something like that, but I don't know. Just, I know in the last few years, especially the last 3 years have been really, really strong.
Yeah.
Like, and one of the reasons why in some ways I don't watch the show week after week after week is because I've gotten to the point now, especially with life being so busy with certain shows, I just want to sit down and watch them all at once.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with where that show is in my priority list or anything, because I do have shows where every week I have to watch. Everybody knows Walking Dead is not one of those shows where I can wait and binge. I have to watch that every week. Outlander is one of those shows
not
I have
me.
To watch it every week.
I can't wait till Walking Dead ends.
whatever. That's a whole other conversation.
Okay, fine,
but
fine,
Supernatural
fine.
Supernatural is literally one of those, when I sit down to watch it, I don't want to have to wait till the next week to find out what's going on. I kind of want to watch it, I guess, kind of like a never-ending movie, like bam, 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 bam. Give me like 5 or 6 episodes all at once. So I can kind of, you know, just be hyped and excited. So
I have to agree. I watch it that way, too. So I'll watch a handful and then just kind of hang back. Well, I'm not really sure why that is, but I don't know. It's just maybe that happened where people can binge it now.
Because they've changed show nights several times. And I think that's part of the problem too, because now I can never remember what night shows are on because they keep changing from season to season.
Yeah. Nobody watches it live.
Like I said, shows that are constant, especially like the cable shows, those shows don't change airtime. So you already know Walking Dead is going to be on at 9 o'clock on Sundays. It's not going to be Saturday. It's not going to be Friday. You know, those are consistent. The ones that change up a little bit is kind of hard, especially when you're working, to kind of keep track of all that and do everything. So I just, like I said, I just sit there and I just kind of like to binge watch it, or, you know, Fire Stick it, or whatever the case is, just to sit there and watch several episodes and just be like, okay, yeah, let me put my pajamas on. Let me get my popcorn and my Coke and just sit here and chill. And I don't have to move for several hours, because I know that, you know, with that show, there's no danger of me saying, oh, this episode is boring, let me go wash dishes or something like that. It's not going to happen. I know I can comfortably watch several episodes and I'll be perfectly fine with not moving my
dishes, so. Okay, well, we have to get you caught up on Supernatural, because I've been dodging around talking about a whole bunch of things. Just like, I want to really talk about the show, but, you know, it's not fun when we're not on the same page. So Hanako and I, now, because I'm used to saying Hanukkah, I'm saying, I'm calling you Hanukkah. And I kept calling Hanukkah Hanako, and people are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, that's my friend. I forget y'all. Anyway. Anyway.
<It's okay. laughs> But yeah, so I think I'm going to try to catch up by the weekend, because I think I'm only a few episodes behind.
Yeah, you're not that bad. I think I'm two. One is airing tonight, and I mean, we're not in danger of running out of time to catch that. So yeah, that's natural.
I'll call it probably by this weekend, because I think even after I get off the phone with you now, when we're done with this, I'm probably going to watch maybe another episode or two.
Okay, good, because you'll start to get into the better. I mean, because it's still all good, but it's like, what is happening? This is crazy. What?
Meat and potatoes of the whole
thing. Yeah. So also tonight, just for like maybe 15 minutes, we're going to sneak and talk just a tiny bit about Walking Dead, because we're not gonna really tell anybody. We're just gonna it's just kind of added on to the show. We're not gonna promote it or anything, mainly because we don't want Eric or Carl or Stephanie to murder us,
right?
But I think
we gotta talk about some stuff,
just because we got a limit to 15 minutes. Because Hanako, we could talk about Walking Dead for 2 hours. There's a lot that happened, but I'm gonna start with something very superficial, which is, and we're gonna talk only up to Rick's departure, because we can't really call it a death. So his departure, that episode, Hanako, guys, I cried, and I sent them a video of me crying, because I was just so sad with the episode, and I had literal tears. And
you know what? You're gonna have to put that sound bite in this recording, because I want people to hear this, because you guys who have been listening to us forever, like since we started doing Walking Dead, y'all know every single season, Kat has some kind of complaint about The Walking Dead.
Nah, that was, it's only like the past three seasons. It's only the past three seasons.
Blah, 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 blah. And then literally the night she watched that, she sent us a video and she is in tears. And she's like, yeah, I just watched it. Oh my God. I'm sitting at work looking at this video like, who is this person and what did she do with that? Like, she was bawling. She was bawling like eyeball when I watched TV. And it was fun. Like, I think she cried. She probably cried more than I did, because I think we talked about this before, but I did not expect Rick to die. When the news started coming in about this being his last season, and you know, people were like, oh, they're going to kill off his character. I was like, I don't think they're killing off his character. I was like, think very carefully. Listen very carefully at how they're promoting this. Nobody is saying anything about Rick's death. They're not saying that he's done with the character. Even at Comic-Con, he said you know, my time on the show is over, but this is not the end of Rick's story. And I was like, oh, so he may be back. Like, I'm thinking, okay, he's just going to take a hiatus. Maybe, you know, he's been doing the show for 10 years. He has a family back home in England.
Holy shit. Walking Dead has been 10 years. It's been 10 years.
Yeah, I think, like, from the time we started shooting. Yeah, so, you know, the man probably wants to go and, like, spend more than a weekend or whatever with his family, which is understandable. But
ooh, I know his wife want him back because that boy is fine.
But listening to the way that they promoted it, I just never felt like Rick was going to die. I was like, I don't know how they're going to do it, but I don't think he's dying. And then, like, the week or maybe 2 weeks before, I was having a discussion with someone else online. And I, you know, I actually thought, I said, okay, I think what's going to happen, I said, Rick's probably going to get hurt, or he's going to find himself separated from the group somehow. I said, he'll probably be unconscious. I said, and he'll probably, somebody will find him and they will pick him up and they will take him to another community. And he's just, I said, maybe he'll have amnesia, or maybe won't have. You know, so I was trying to figure out different scenarios. I was like, but I think Rick is going to end up in another community and just not be able to get back and let everyone know that he's alive or that he's safe. And I think that's probably how they're going to do it, because that's a really, for the show, that's a realistic way to keep his character's storyline open-ended. And I never figured Jadis to come into play, and I never figured the whole Chopper thing to come into play, but I was like, oh, well, that kind of makes sense, because...
No, it doesn't. It does not make any sense.
Well, here's the thing. I think it makes sense to get Rick off that way, because if he's somewhere else that's close to Alexandria, there's no way you're going to keep him away from Michonne and Judith. So, him being taken away on a helicopter and flown wherever, that's not something that you can just, oh, okay, I'm just going to pick up and go back home. He can't do that. He probably doesn't even know where he is right now. So
That's fine. That's fine. But so unlike Hanako, I didn't pay attention to anything. I heard that Rick was leaving the show. That's it. And so when I sat down, I heard something about, yep, countdown to Rick's last episode, blah, blah, blah. And I forgot that that was coming too. And so I had sat down to watch it, and I'm watching. I was like, oh, this is the shit. This is it. This is happening. It's happening right now. And then so it happened. It was beautiful. I was in a mood. I bawled. I sent them a video. I was a wreck. And then, 5 minutes later, like I saw the explosion. I thought the episode was over. I sent them the video, and while I'm sending them the video, I'm talking and I'm looking at this thing, and then we see Rick in a lake or a stream or something, then the helicopter, and they pick him up, and some weird hip-hop music was playing. I was like, what is happening here? So they ruined the very nice, sweet, beautiful, tearful, sad death with some crazy shit, honestly.
That song was actually the song that played during the, I believe it was the end of the very first episode of the whole series. So literally you saw that episode was mirroring a lot of previous seasons as far as Rick's experiences, the hospital bed, him being unconscious, and, you know, just a lot of the stuff that was going on. It was
yes, and Shane came.
Okay, so we have to talk about these cameos just really, really quickly, because like you said, we can get into this. Okay. So Shane's scene was just so typically Shane, and that, I think that scene made me cry, because I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, they're just going back and forth like normal, and then they start ribbing on each other. Shane's like, oh yeah, how's my daughter doing? I just
damn
subconscious. So I thought it was good. I cried seeing Scott Wilson on the scene, because that episode came what, maybe not 2 weeks after we found out he was going to be in it, and then he passed away. Like, literally, they announced that Herschel was coming back to the show, and then the next day, Scott Wilson died. So seeing him on the screen, and then the way that scene was shot and the dialogue, it was just
too much.
It was, I was sitting here bawling. I was just like, oh, I can't handle it. And then we see Sasha on the stage.
Oh, that was a surprise.
Were you? I wasn't, because I was like, they got to bring certain people back. I'm kind of disappointed they didn't bring Lori and Carl back, but
we didn't need Carl. We didn't need Coral, but I wanted to see the sister of Maggie's sister.
Yes, that would have been nice too.
I wanted to see Beth.
I think it would have been too much, and I read a couple of interviews after the episode aired, and the reasons why they picked those specific people and not others, like they didn't put Lori and Carl in. I think because if we had seen Lori and Carl, his original family, he would have been trying to go to them. So he would have been walking towards the light, and that's kind of not what they wanted to do. The focus at this point was that, you know, Michonne and Judith and the people of Alexandria and the people of the kingdom and the people, you know, all of these different people, those were his family. And that's where he needed to get to kind of save them. So I like the way they did it. It was, I felt like the episode was too short, even though it was an extended episode.
Oh, it was extended? It didn't even feel long.
Wow,
because I know the last time they did an extended episode, it felt like it was 2 years long, to be honest. Because they kept riding around in the circle in that damn RV. Oh, man, I wanted to murder my own self. So I think at least they could have had Tyrese or T-Dog. Bone, mm-hmm. T-Dog. They could at least have T-Dog. Come on. You know what I mean? I wanted to see T-Dog or Tyrese. Is that his? Tyrese, right? Or Tyrell.
Yeah. Tyrese.
Whatever.
Yeah. I would have liked to see Tyrese too, but I think, again, those four people represented so much to Rick. I'm really upset.
Oh, okay.
Glenn. But I think.
There what do you mean about Glenn?
I'm really upset that he wasn't in the episode.
But did you see Maggie riding around in the horse carriage with a fake Glenn? It was an Asian dude. He looked just like Glenn for a quick second.
That's Cal.
Who?
That's Cal. That's the guy who, when Gregory was still on the show, and he was still the head of Hilltop, he was the one that was like, running to get Gregory his drinks and driving him around. So,
I didn't even realize. Like, all I know is I looked up and I saw a fake ass Glenn. I was like, Maggie, what's girl? Don't you dare try to replace my Glenn. I'm gonna get upset.
But I would have liked to have seen him in the show. But I think I read somewhere there was like a scheduling conflict or something, because you know he's been off doing movies and he's getting cast and. In other things, just announced today that she's going to be in the new Twilight Zone reboot. So,
I'm so glad. I was hoping he'd get something else because I don't know, man. His death, that got me, man. You already know. We're walking down the same path talking about that shit. But
he was, he's been steadily working since he left the show. And I think he has a movie out right now that's kind of in limited release, but it's been doing really well at the different film festivals. Like, he just did a post yesterday, and it was like all of these awards that the movie is winning at film festivals. So I think he's doing pretty well. And then I think he has another baby on the way, so he's going to be busy. So, yeah, okay. But it would have been nice to see him. But like I said, I was very pleased with the episode. I thought it was
the show died after him. Sorry, It died. The show died for me after him. That was just it was a step too far.
But it's good because everything is good. You have, and we're only talking about two. Rick's episode because you haven't seen the others. The show.
No, I'm glad because I don't know if I ever am going. Is the show done after that? That's the end?
No. Because let me tell you, I felt kind of the same way. I was like, so what did they do after Rick Grimes? And let me tell you, these, I think it's been episodes that they have aired. And it feels like they have breathed new life into this show. Like the episodes after Rick were amazing. Like we got new characters. Not to be spoilery, but we do get a sister. We do get two sister characters that are, one is deaf and one is a deaf mute. So we do get to see some incorporation of American Sign Language in the show. And, you know, it's really, they're doing a really good job. Like, they're keeping it interesting.
Whatever.
So, yeah, I think you will like the new episode. Mm. So you like some of the new characters. I actually have a new favorite character. Do you know anything about
We can stop talking now because I mean the more you talk is not I'm not impressed. I'm getting less impressed.
Because sure, I didn't know if you saw the preview at the end of the Rick episode. You know, it said coming up in the next three episodes, and it kind of shows you a little bit of who to expect. So I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't see none of that.
Okay.
I was done. I was a wreck. I needed like a drink or something because Rick had died yet not died. And there was weird music that you just told me was whatever, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. But Rick, whatever. So they could have ended the show right there, really.
No, go watch. Go watch. Yes.
I mean,
it's got very interesting. Very interesting.
All right.
Like, really. Really interesting. I think you're gonna like those.
Whatever.
Okay. I mean, think about it. If Eric said,
"Yeah, we can't trust Eric. He still like transform movies to like now, even with the past three being as sucky. We can't trust Eric."
I heard Bumblebee is good though.
Girl, you better stop talking right now. That's our show.
I've heard Bumblebee was really good. Like, I have a friend who's already seen that movie three times.
Your friend has probably not seen another movie and don't know what movies are.
You know,
and just has, you know, been under a rock.
I'm going to go see it because Bumblebee is my favorite Transformer anyway. So
what? Bumblebee? How are you going to sleep on Optimus Prime, though?
Well, you know, Optimus is kind of a given, so we won't.
But do you know?
All
right, whatever. Whatever. Okay, so really, okay, so that is, I guess, our show, right? Because I think if we talk anymore about... If we talk any more now, I'm going to start getting into specific things and I don't want to. So we just kind of, you know, basically teased you here on the Sci-Fi Party Line with information. That's fine because we got the Turd Off coming up. We got more miserable movies to watch to, you know, suffer so you don't have to, guys.
We've got good movies coming up, too.
Oh, God. Whatever. Bumblebee. I'm going to go see
Aquaman.
That's fine. I'll go see some pecs. That's fine. Give us a call, 773-336-2686. We're on Twitter at Sci-Fi Party Line. We have a website, scifipartyline.com. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.
End of line.